It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and Friends.
MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible, and they've got a location in Ashdown, Wake Village, and Texarkana, Arkansas to serve you. And this Wednesday, November 18th, around 8:20, and it's time for our friend, guest from the community, and our friend today is one of our favorite friends.
It is. They're all our favorites. We love Trinity.
Well, we have favorites, and then we have extra favorites, and Trinity is one of our extra favorites.
Right.
We got a handful of those, so you should feel honored. But anyway, I'm just...
That's on the list.
We'll get one of those. This is your favorite guest. But Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, Inc., in Texarkana is here, and she's here to talk about their Santa store that's coming up. But before, I'll get it in the right order this time. Okay. I kind of did it backwards on Facebook a while ago, if you were watching Facebook. But for those who may be living under a rock and don't know what Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., in Texarkana area is, tell us what you do, what's your mission and everything.
It's a local nonprofit in Texarkana, Texas that serves 10 counties in the area. We help victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. All of our services are free. So I wanted to make sure that was clear. Some of the services that we offer is we have an emergency safe house here in the area. So if you're needing to flee a situation, you and your family have a safe place to go. We have legal advocacy, we have counseling services, support groups, and things like that. And we also have a 24-hour crisis hotline. Now that hotline, if you're needing to flee a situation or if you're just wanting to talk to somebody, you can call that at any time of the day or night, holiday or weekend. That number for you guys is 903-793-4357. We also have some resale stores in the area. In Atlanta, we have a resale store there and one in Hope, and we also have offices there as well. So we have an office in Texarkana, Atlanta, and Hope.
All right. So I guess there are a lot of different ways to abuse somebody, that different ways that people are abused. It's not all just physical or whatever. Yeah. But what are the different things that people are putting up with out there that, you know, they don't really have to?
Right. So, like you said, domestic violence is not just physical. It's emotional. So, hurtful words, it's threats. So, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to kill you, are some of the things you hear a lot. Economical abuse, so financial strain, you know, restricting their money flow, isolation from their family and their friends. We see a lot of people who, you know, they're not from this area. So, when they leave a situation, they have no support group or a support group, support system. So there's just some of the couple of different ways.
So, and as you mentioned on the Facebook, and Anna brought it up, if it's an imminent physical threat, call 911.
Yes, that is your first line of defense, 911. But if you're not in immediate danger.
Right. If it's something that's just ongoing and it's been going on, you said, okay, I'm not going to put up with this anymore.
And so the number that you just mentioned would be who you would call to help you work through the steps of either finding solutions and how to get out.
Yes, you can call that crisis number anytime. Or some people, they hear the word crisis hotline number. They're like, oh, I'm not in a crisis.
No.
You can always call our main office at 903-794-4000 and just talk during regular business hours if you want to call that number as well.
Okay. All right. But the important thing is, now, specifically, they've got the Santa store, Christmas store, coming up very, very soon. There are ways that you can help out there, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, as Trinity will hang around with us a little while this morning. More of the best of most countries coming up on the Pig on a Wednesday morning with John, Anna, and Friends. Good morning. Brooks and Dunn there, and the brand new man on the Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. And this would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times, and our news today is our friend, guest from the community, Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, Inc., here in Texarkana. And we were talking earlier about their mission and what they do, but now we want to talk a little bit about a specific thing that's coming up. This is how many years in a row is this?
This is the fifth.
Fifth. I thought
so
it was
the fifth, and so it's going to be the 2020 Christmas store.
The Santa store is ready to roll, and tell us, first of all, what the Santa store is all about and the benefit it gives to the people that you help.
Yeah, so the Santa store is really awesome because, excuse me.
That's okay.
We have a lot of families that are leaving situations with little to nothing, and so they're starting over, and then the Christmas season rolls around and they just don't have the financial means to give a really good Christmas to their kids or Christmas at all.
Any Christmas,
right. And so our duty is to gather all these toys and monetary donations so we can set up this awesome toy store. And so our parents get to come in and actually get to shop for their kids with, you know, fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And really get what their kids want for Christmas.
Okay, yeah, really. So somebody... if a little girl had a doll out there, whatever.
A specific
doll
that she wanted,
so
it was there.
So the parent gets to go into the store, purchase it, and it gives them a connection and like, I get to pick this out.
Right. It's such a heartwarming feeling for a lot of parents to go out to the store and just have the means to pick out the toys they want for Christmas for their kids.
Yeah, that's it's
very important.
It's different, but it's very important. Yeah,
it's got to help the parent feel more normal. Like, this is good. I'm on the right path.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, we were talking earlier, it's kind of like, you know, nobody wants a child to wake up on Christmas morning and not have a good Christmas.
Right.
Because, I mean, every child needs that. But
right.
At the same time, the parent that's trying to provide for the child, I can imagine
it's
how
horrible.
Devastating it is for
it's
them not to be able to have that good Christmas. And they feel bad, too. So this gives them a chance to everybody gets to feel good and work out. And it's such a neat way that y'all come up with this.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's available.
Know that you need toys or financial. Talk about that. And we're in a timely situation here. So talk about when you need toys or financial help to purchase the toys.
Yeah.
Right. So all of our new toy donations and financial donations need to be in by December 14th because then we're going to set up the store right before Christmas. Some ways that you can give is going to our Amazon wish list on our Facebook page, which is Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. Or if you want to mail a check or bring new toys, you can bring them to our main office in Texarkana at 424 Spruce Street.
Okay, so they can do it either way. And some people like to go out there and purchase the toy themselves
right,
and take it down
it
there.
It feels like you're Santa.
Yeah, and then other people are like, well, you know, it's COVID. I don't want to get out much. I'm not barely getting out to begin with. Can I just give you the financial donation? Yes, is the answer. We'll take
it
either way.
Yeah,
and
then
lots
of options.
Maybe a bigger year for that because of people not wanting to get out. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But either way, it doesn't matter as long as you get either the financial or the toy itself in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
So how many kids big.
How many are you
You're trying to do something very impressive here. How many kids are you trying to provide for?
We have a little over 200 kids and counting because, you know, the season's not over yet. So our goal this year is to raise $20,000 to provide all those kids Christmas.
All right. So they need $20,000 to provide over 200 kids with a Christmas.
Right.
It's just not that hard to help.
And last year was a success, so we can do it again.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope you'll out there will take this into thought because, you know, speak a little bit about domestic violence in our area. You said it's very prevalent.
Yeah.
The police can tell us about that. It is very prevalent. A lot of people live in their own little bubble. They don't realize everything's fine in my home. There's a lot more problems going on with that than we realize.
Right. So last year, Police Chief Schutte for the Texarkana, Texas Police Department said that they go out to domestic cases more prevalently than any other.
Okay, that's their biggest call.
That's their biggest call.
Volumes.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it though? I mean, that is their number one biggest, most calls they get is to go to domestic violence.
And there's kids involved in this.
Well, a lot of the time. I guess a lot of the time.
Like I was saying earlier, last year we served over 1,300 clients and over 700 of those were children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is the need. And like I said, we go about our daily life a lot of times.
Well, a lot of times we're looking at Facebook and it looks like everybody's
Everything's great and everything's wonderful. And like I said, we only live in our own little bubble and we go to work and we got our kids and everything's fine. But the truth is there's a lot of people out there that are struggling, that are being abused, that shouldn't have to put up with it.
No.
And
don't
they,
ever.
Yeah, they need help. And that's exactly what your organization is here to do. Hang around, Brittany. Not Brittany.
Trinity.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm your most favorite.
You are.
You're mine.
If you only knew, the people that I have trouble with on names are my favorite, like Libby.
Yeah, they ended with
But that's the first time I've ever messed. That's the first time I've ever messed up Trinity's name.
It is, but we still think that you're great.
You are. I'm sorry. But hang around, Trinity, because we're going to play a game you and Anna are, and we'll kind of wrap up how the people can help you out. On the Pig, more of the best in most countries. The best in most country is right here on the Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The morning show brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. financial institution of choice. And we got Brittany. Do it again. Trinity.
Okay, can we do it again?
Yeah. Dadgummit. Why am I calling you Brittany today? I don't even know a Brittany.
Can I just write that?
No, you don't have to write it.
Okay.
I told you I was muddleheaded.
Trinity.
Today. I know her name.
Yeah.
But it's too close. Brittany, Trinity.
See, I think a Trinity, the way I remember your name, is because it's biblical and what you're doing is saving lives. So that's
well,
why
how
I
about
always
that?
Remember. That's my association with your
well,
name.
Well, I normally don't have a problem. All right. The best of Most Country, 103.9, 98.5. MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, Millway Credit Union is our sponsor. They're stronger, yeah. Smarter, sensible. They got 3 locations to serve you, and they are your financial institution of choice. Trinity.
Hey, Trinity.
Which I've been struggling with her name today for some reason. But Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., DVP, Inc., is in here. And she's been talking about the Santa store, their Christmas store. And we'll kind of wrap a bow on that, as we call it, coming up. But we're going to let you and Anna, and they can play along out there in Radio Land, play our game today, which happens to be Match the Mouth. So I'll give you a quote from a notable person. Usually it's like a celebrity or a movie star or a singer. And you decide, and I'll give you 3 or 4 names, you decide who said it.
All right, let's do this.
All right, don't cheat there, Anna.
Of course I won't.
Okay, here we go. Quote, thankfully, perseverance is a great substitute for talent.
Who said that.
Yeah, who said that? Did Martin Short say that? Chris Rock, Steve Martin, Kevin Hart, or Alec Baldwin? Who said, thankfully, perseverance is a great substitute for talent?
That sounds like either Kevin Hart or Steve Martin. Who do you think?
Kevin Hart's, I think, a little bit too silly. So
right.
I think Steve Martin's.
All right,
better.
I'm going to go with her logic.
You know what? I would go with her logic, too, because that is absolutely correct.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
So you're 1 for 1 so far, and there's 3 of them. Number 2. Quote, when it comes to love, I'm totally open. I don't want to be put into a category, as in, I'm this or I'm that. Did Johnny Depp say that? Meghan Markle? Rihanna? Amber Heard?
Mm-hmm.
Or Sinbad? When it comes to love, I'm totally open. I don't want to be put into a category, as in, I'm this or I'm that.
Well, all of them sound like they would say that.
Yeah, they could.
Rihanna or Amber?
Rihanna.
I think Rihanna is very just confident in herself, and the other one needs to sound a little bit more kind of on the edge. So
yeah.
I don't know who the other lady is. What was her name?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm. You say Amber Heard.
You say Amber Heard.
Yes.
What do you say, Anna?
I'm going to go with Trinity because I like her logic.
And you're following, but you're following well because she's right.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
So you've already won because you already got 2 out of 3. So let's
champions.
See if you can be perfect. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
Quote, we are really basically. Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. I said it wrong. Quote, we all really basically have a lot of magic.
I like that.
It's only those of us that choose to accept it that really understand it.
I like that statement.
It's kind of complicated.
Okay.
And don't get thrown off by this, okay?
All right.
I'm giving you a hint. Don't get thrown off.
Okay. I got it.
All right. David Blaine, David Copperfield, Stevie Nicks, Sheryl Crow, Taylor Swift. We all really basically have a lot of magic. It's only those of us that choose to accept it that really understand it. David Blaine, David Copperfield, Stevie Nicks, Sheryl Crow, Taylor Swift.
Well, with your hint, I'm going to go with Stevie Nicks.
Hint? Okay. All right. She's going with Stevie. You think that's right?
I don't know. Taylor could be a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
On
Taylor's
that.
Really good.
She is really good. She's my girl.
Sheryl Crow is my girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just going with Anna because she's been faithful in me.
Yeah. Anna followed you twice and you followed her once. And guess what? Y'all are 3 for 3 because it is Stevie Nicks.
Woo!
Champions.
Teamwork.
That is impressive. They
Thank
work
you.
Together and they solve the problem.
That would actually help the whole world.
Yeah. Speaking of working together and solving the problem, let's put a bow on it, as they say.
Yeah.
At the Santa store, once again, you're trying to help over 200 kids. You need to raise about how much?
$20,000.
All right. So they need help and they need it in a timely fashion. Once again, tell people how they can help out the DVP, the Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. Santa store, where the parents actually get to come in and shop for their kids. They're all in this terrible situation together. What do you need from the public out there to help?
Right. So if you want to be a community sponsor, so we've had a couple like Coleman Motors and BWI Industries and stuff, you can do that from your business or a personal check. So if you just want to do it yourself, that's fine. You can mail those to 424 Spruce Street in Texarkana, Texas. Or you can bring new toys. So we have an Amazon wish list. You can get them off Facebook and just have them mailed to our office.
Yeah, drop ship.
Drop ship. Mm-hmm. And then, or if you want to bring the new toys to our office in person, because that's what you want to do, then you can do that as well.
So that sounds like at least three different ways that you can get the what they need to them.
Right.
So whether it be the toy itself or the financial to help them purchase the toy, if you don't want to get out and do it, that will help them. Once again, they're trying to help over 200 kids. They need to raise about $20,000.
And the deadline is coming.
Yeah. When do they need all this in?
December 14th is the day.
All right. So please do that as soon as you can, because we got less than a month to get that done. But we really want to help you out. Santa's store is something else. Trinity, we love having you in here. I got your name right again.
You're going to come back.
And she'll be back.
Yeah.
But have a great day.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.